We'll take up the rest of this next time. Now I request all of you to please capture the image of Krishna in your mind's eye. Sit still with your spine erect, your neck and your back in a straight line. Put your shoulders back. Capture the image of Krishna in your mind's eye and close your eyelids. Let your eyelids become heavier and heavier and heavier. Let your eyelids become so heavy that you just can't raise them. It's as if they've been glued shut. In fact, the more you try to open them, the more tightly they close. You can try in vain to open your eyelids. And keep that image of Krishna in your mind's eye. Take a deep breath through your nostrils and leave it in a relaxed manner. Let your natural abdominal breathing take over and feel the cool, dry air as it enters your nostrils and feel the warm, moist air as it comes out onto your upper lip. Let your mantra ride your breath so that with each incoming breath and outgoing breath, the sound of Krishna's name echoes loudly and yet silently within your mind. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, hey Murari, hey Nath Narayan, hey Vasudeva. O Bhagwan, O Krishna, O Paramatma who is seated within my heart, O charioteer of this chariot which is my body. Inspire me so that I may take some time out to hear you. Inspire me that I may take some break from the world to silence my mind, annihilate my ego, deaden my senses so that I may listen carefully to what you tell me within my heart. O Bhagwan, O Paramatma, guide me within my heart what I should do, what tasks I have to take up. Give me that strength so I may face the world, just like Arjun faced the battle at Kurukshetra. Give me your guidance, give me your strength. Give me your instruction and I shall follow it. And I know that if I surrender to you and do what you tell me, I shall reach and I shall attain peace, perfection and the supreme destination.
Please slowly take a deep breath and gradually open your eyes to see Krishna, and please be seated for the Aarti.